This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about, but there has been some breaking news that I need to guys make you guys aware of. Oh, wow, I just saw Megyn Kelly's dress from last night. Huh. That's a pretty sexy dress she's wearing. I'm looking at this article from Fox News. I'm like, wait a second here. I'm not allowed to wear that kind of clothes in my studio. In fact, I think it's a Tom that always says, please stay dressed, please. Wow, she's kind of wearing a sexy dress. I didn't know news anchors could do that. We're actually going to be talking about what makes you attractive and how to be attractive. One of my listeners is very frustrated that his friend, who he thinks is uglier, seems to get all the babes, and he doesn't. And so what is it? And so we're going to talk about that. But really quickly here, okay, while I'm on this page, the FBI director, James Comey, kind of dropped a bombshell yesterday when he said that Hillary Clinton was careless but not negligent. So will not be indicted, no charges brought. So many people are concerned, what is the difference between carelessness and negligent? And who gets that distinction of being careless, and who gets the distinction of being negligent? So Comey did not take any questions when he announced his decision on Tuesday, but he did agree to go before a House Oversight and Government Reform Committee after several lawmakers asked for an explanation. He obviously has some splaining to do. And again, I'm not saying we need this witch hunt against Hillary, but the big problem I have with law that I think a lot of people do is they need some consistency. Okay? All right? If somebody is going to get off for something, then that means we all need to get off for it. All right? Or if somebody is going to be punished for something, then we all get punished. If there's going to be a picking and choosing, there has to be an explanation as to where the logic is. So, I think many people who are, supporting the decision the FBI made, they probably would like to know that as well. I mean, because again, I mean, in the future, if you do send classified emails, I mean, I used to work for the EPA. Okay, you kept your mouth shut. Okay, there's a decorum. There's any place you work, you know, I mean, you're supposed to, there's private email, there's business, your work email, and there's certain rules and regulations. And if you don't follow those, you get fired. And so, though many of you guys are wondering why I haven't got fired from GCN Network, I don't know why. Okay, just don't, please. Let sleeping dogs lie. Do not wake up the giant. Okay, the sleeping giant. Let me, I am trying to do my job to the best of my abilities. But honestly, if you don't do your job, or if there's lapses, and very serious lapses, and I think there's been talk that Hillary's emails had been hacked by outside sources, then that's, that's a concern. And so then she probably should not hold a job that deals with any sort of security issues. Well, lo and behold, she's running for president. So it is. It's a big issue. Jason Chaffetz, committee chairman, says the FBI's recommendation is surprising and confusing. He says the fact pattern presented by Director Comey makes clear Secretary Clinton violated the law. Individuals who intentionally skirt the law must be held accountable. Congress and the American people have a right to understand the depth and the breadth of the FBI's investigation. Comey said 110 emails in 52 email chains discovered in Clinton's unauthorized server were classified at the time they were sent or received, including some that were, quote, top secret. He also said that while the probe did not prove Clinton's server was hacked, it may have been. And he pointedly noted that she used unsecured devices while visiting countries hostile to the U.S. So, we may learn more tomorrow, but, I talk about parenting a lot. And, I teach. I have been involved with many schools. And, the one thing kids need, and adults need and troops need in the military, et cetera, is some sort of consistency. All right? I mean, it's been used. It's been a very, very effective means of keeping people comfortable, people safe, and conveying leadership. Okay, and so a consistent, with parenting, what is the one thing that we always tell new parents to do is to be consistent. Don't punish for one thing and then let it slide the next, and then go back and try to punish again. What happens to that kid? They get confused. Okay? And many of us remember growing up with very inconsistent parenting techniques and punishment styles. You could be sitting there going, messing around, and your parents don't do anything. But they have a bad day. They have a bad day at work, or they're having a bad day, and you get a whooping. And you're like, but I don't understand. I'm doing the exact same thing I did yesterday. Why was that okay and you were giggling, but today you're having a problem with it? I would be saying this no matter who on the aisle, which side of the aisle was, had an issue with their email servers or violated the law. If you're going to violate the law, or if a law is violated, then that's what it is. I mean, there has to be some consistency with that. If there was no violation law, then nobody else should be getting in trouble for something that Hillary Clinton did. If they did the same thing. And it should be that simple. We can't look confused. And it is confused. We've even heard Hillary's, supporters kind of shocked by that. And unfortunately, it also fosters a feeling of corruptness. We don't want to think, this is America. We're a democracy, we're a republic. I mean, this is America. We want to think that everything is done right. And we are the beacon of liberty and justice throughout the whole throughout the whole world. And so when something like this happens, it starts to, break our image, and it also starts to break our faith in the process. I mean, again, and here's my thing. I mean, if what she did wasn't that bad, then fine. But then General Petraeus or anybody else that's had issues with their emails and classified information, then shouldn't be prosecuted to the degree that they were either. They should also be given the same treatment that Hillary got. Okay? I mean, I'm just calling for consistency. And we're confused. What is the difference between negligence and carelessness? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert.
heart. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Ryan writes, how do I become better looking? My best friend from high school is always dating someone, but I have been in a 2-year dry spell and girls won't even look at me. So, okay, first don't call them girls. You know, I mean, I know you're young, but, you know, that maybe they don't like being called that, you know? This is interesting. Okay. I have seen the most, let's say, unattractive men become very, very attractive just by their attitude alone. And what I would suggest you do is I want you to study something, okay? I'm thinking of this movie Knocked Up. One of the actors in it was Jason Segel, all right? He's also in the movie Sex Tape, Gulliver Travels, etc. Is he also in How I Met Your Mother? Let me see. Yeah, he's also in the one How I Met Your Mother. Okay. I never particularly thought he was the best-looking guy. Again, I'm more into the Michael Fassbender, Viggo Mortensen type of look. I just love cowboy so much, and just that chin. Okay, anyway, so I never thought he was that good-looking. But I remember back in Knocked Up, if you ever saw the movie Knocked Up, there were all the guys, Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen, Paul Rudd, you know, a lot of comedians, and he was actually supposed to be the good-looking one. He was the one that had this attitude towards women. I don't know if he had a little scruff on his chin or whatever. Maybe it's because he had gained a little weight, had a little bit more weight at the time. I don't know. But he seemed to put on a facade in that movie where he was the attractive one. And that's all, that always helps, you know, being surrounded by unattractive people. That makes you the most attractive one. That actually is a very, very good technique. My girlfriends did that all the time in high school and college. They're like, Dahlia, you're going to come with us. You're our wingman. I'm like, really? Really? I get to hang with you guys? And it's because, you know, I was an ugly duckling, so they all look good. And so they, which is why I have a career in radio and not TV. So, you know, I want you to look at him in Knocked Up, and then I want you to look at him in Sex Tape. And you go, well, how could that be the same different person? He looks like a dork, you know, not very attractive in one, but he seems to be attractive in another. Why? Attitude. It's all the attitude. And so, you know, your physical appearance, anybody is attractive to anybody, okay? There is nobody that is too ugly to find somebody, right? And there, you know, I mean, in fact, you know, I've seen quote-unquote good-looking people that I don't think are attractive at all. So it's a very, very subjective thing. And so, you know, you'll have some people that, what was it? There was I think I first learned about it when I was younger, watching Cheers. Apparently there was this beautiful girl with, I forget, one of the guys, he wasn't one of the main characters, and he was obese. And she was with him, and everybody's like, how are you doing this? And he's like, well, you know, she likes fatties. And that's what he said in the show. I forget. And he was just a character that you rarely saw, but he was obese. And that's what he said. He said, it's a fatty fetish or something like that. And so you have some people, they really do like full figures. Some people really like hair. Some people like white skin. Some people like freckles. Some people like tan. Some people like, you know, I don't know. Some people think a scarred up face is very, very sexy because there's, you know, what would be the word for it? You know, a baby face may put somebody off, but a scar means, you know, they're a tough guy. You know, it's very, very interesting. And so you're going to be attractive to somebody. It's going to happen. It's very frustrating, though, when somebody else has more. You know, when one of the Ten Commandments said, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, or thou shalt not covet thy neighbor, the way you interpret it, it's you can't be sitting there worried about what is happening with everyone else. Okay? I told you, one of my very good friends in medical school, you know, had that same concern. There was a guy in our class who was not the best looking, and he always had women. And my friend, who he thought was better looking, and I thought was better looking, never had a date. Well, he is married to an absolute bombshell. She is exquisite. So it will happen, okay? And she's pretty to everybody. I mean, she is obviously pretty to everybody, okay? It's not like my husband saying, oh, Dahlia, you know, you're beautiful. Well, of course he has to say that because I'm married to him. And everybody else is like, well, really? I mean, dude, get your eyes checked. So whenever I want to learn how to do something, okay, I go to WikiHow. And WikiHow has, here we go, how to be good looking, okay? So, one of the rules, they say, is style. They say, take the time to dress well. They say take the time to pick out clothes that are comfortable, that makes you happy to look in the mirror. See, here's the thing. Being stylish, you know, because, I mean, I'll look at, you know, people in the 1980s or the 1970s and the 60s, and I'm like, okay, I see why they're good looking, but the style looks so old, and, you know, it's kind of a turnoff to me. But the reason why you're being stylish and you're wearing is you have that confidence. That confidence exudes. Remember, attraction is an animalistic instinct. Remember, we're animals. Yeah, we're humans, but we're still in the animal kingdom. And so our job on earth is to procreate. So we're supposed to be able to attract the opposite sex. One way to do that is to peacock. You know, to be sitting there strutting your stuff. So if you are wearing something that you think is stylish, I mean, this happens to me all the time. I'll wear, you know, I don't know, some old jeans or, you know, I now can fit into my son's clothes, or my son now is big enough where I can wear his clothes. And, you know, so I'll wear some of his, you know, high school t-shirts or you know, sports shirts or whatever. And I look kind of grungy and, you know, but when I'm all dressed up and I'm in my heels, wow, I feel sexy. And I just give off that presence that I am sexy, you know, and, you know, you all may be like, what, really? But I feel that way. And my feeling that way makes me more attractive. It just does. So, you know, maybe you need a little bit of a makeover, you know, when it comes to clothes. They say, I also identify the desired look you like to have. Do you want to be professional? Do you want to be casual? Do you want to look sporty? Do you want to look lumberjacky or cowboy-y or, you know? But don't be, and this is me interjecting, don't be somebody you're not. You know, I mean, I remember years ago, my aunt told me that my dad, when he was a teenager, would try to look like Elvis. Now, my dad could pull it off because he was very, very good looking as a teenager. But if he's not Elvis, it's going to look stupid. Okay? Women many times apply makeup improperly. That's me. I never put my makeup on correctly. That could be an issue. Finding the right hairstyle. A lot of us think long hair works and it doesn't. Guys, many of you guys are so worried about losing your hair. Sometimes being bald is very, very sexy. So, you know, get a good hairstylist, guy or girl. Make sure you also look healthy. Attractiveness. It's very, very interesting. One of my cats had fallen off the balcony because she was just crawling on, it was a two-story. She's fine. She was fine. But when we brought her in the house, the other cats, who were supposed to be her best friend all these years, started growling at her. All right. Animals don't like to be around other people who are sick. And the feeling of somebody else being sick, your instinct is to be away from them. So you don't want to not be sick. Be healthy. Drink plenty of water. Look hydrated, because, you know, people, attractiveness is a subconscious pickup many times. Be hygienic, okay? You know, if you stink, make sure you don't have dirt under your nails and things like that. So, you know, those kinds of things are important. Make sure you're brushing your teeth, all right? Getting in shape, exercising. A lot of times when you exercise and you're clean, you have more confidence. But confidence is very, very huge, okay? And again, don't try to, you know, don't get a picture of a Michael Fassbender or a Channing Tatum and go, I need to look like him. No, but if there are some things you could do that you feel you could adopt in your swagger, why not? Okay, so I mean, if you go up to a girl and you go, hey, baby, she's not going to like that, you know? But if you go going, you know, I hope you don't mind, I'd like to sit here, you know, you're pretty, so I'm nervous, but I just want to sit here. You know, I mean, if you were more humble, that could kind of work, okay? I love humbleness. I love a guy going, sorry, I'm a little nervous around you because you're kind of pretty. That's cool. That's honest. Rather than somebody going, hey, baby. So, you know, if you don't know how to find that honesty, that write me and I'll work with you on that. This is, it's very, very easy. And smiling is so important, okay? Girls like smiles. So do guys. And so, you know, they want friendliness. Because remember, we'll go back to the animal kingdom. You cannot approach another animal if they're hostile. But if they're friendly, it allows that magnetism. So be friendly, but if you're going to try to be all confident and have an attitude going, you know what, I'm going to make her wait for me, it's not going to happen. But you also don't want to look too friendly, because then yeah, so otherwise you look like you're too needy, and that's another issue. So, yeah, but different strokes for different folks. I kind of like needy guys, because I like feeling like I'm the superhero, you know? Oh, I'm going to save him. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I was on Doug McIntyre and Thierry in the morning on KABC with Royal Oaks talking about another hit to Rio. All right, the Olympics is supposed to start in less than a month. And a group of Brazilian scientists have detected a drug-resistant bacteria growing off of some of Rio de Janeiro's most stunning beaches, right, about, what, maybe 3.5 weeks before the Rio Olympics. According to the lead researcher, Renato Picayo, she says the quote-unquote superbacteria entered the city's waterways when sewage coming from local hospitals got channeled into the bay. She said, we have been looking for superbacteria in coastal waters during a one-year period in five beaches. She told CNN, we found that the threats occur in coastal waters in a variety of concentrations and that they are strongly associated with pollution. The news comes as Rio prepares to host hundreds of thousands of athletes and tourists during next month. And I don't know if you guys missed it. This is from sewage from hospitals. Okay? We are talking about people who could be sick or housing drug-resistant bacteria going into the waterways. They say among the beaches flagged were Flamengo and Botafogo, which border the bay where Olympic sailors are scheduled to compete. Now, many of you say, well, wait a second. You know, if you're in a boat, you're in a boat, so you're good. Well, no. I mean, how many of you have been in a boat and the spray comes into your face? This is not... That does, just because you're in a boat or you're on the rowing team does not mean you're not going to get water in your face. You will. According to German Paralympic sailor Hiko Kroger, he said, it's a nice sailing area, but every time you get water in your face, it feels like there's some alien enemy entering your face. I keep my nose and my lips closed. Kroger, the Paralympic sailor, believes a superbacteria may have caused a severe skin infection in one of his teammates during recent training. Now, this is being reported here by CNN. Dr. Pico believes that the city's quote-unquote fragile sanitation infrastructure was responsible for the presence of the superbacteria. This is a bacteria, again, that colonizes the intestine. So it goes along with feces to the hospital sewage. We believe that hospital sewage goes into municipal sewage. Then it gets into the Guanabara Bay or to other rivers. And then it finally gets to the beach. According to Rio's water utility, the criteria established by the World Health Organization have been followed. They said 51% of the city's sewage is now treated. 51%. 7 years ago, it was only 11%. So, despite concerns, neither PICAO nor International Olympic authorities recommend moving the sailing venue. I still don't understand. I mean, with the Zika and this, if they're not ready, from what I understand, Rio was told a year ago to get their act together when it came to, you know, making sure that your beaches were safe. And I don't understand how here we are weeks before and they're not ready. Picao said, I wouldn't say to change the venues because we don't know the risks yet. We are making this alert because if athletes get infected, there is a chance this bacteria is multi-resistant and the physicians should know about this. The other beaches that tested positive for the bacteria were Leblon and Ipanema, which are very popular among tourists. According to Dr. Picao, I don't take my children to these beaches. We still need more studies to tell what would be the risk to human health of this exposure through the water. So the games are scheduled to begin on this 5th with a month to go, and there's still safety, financial issues, etc. An Australian athlete was mugged close to her hotel. A local hospital designated for tourists had, I guess, a gun battle recently. Then, of course, you have the issues with Zika. So Rio de Janeiro Edward Eduardo Paes told CNN earlier this week that the state was doing a terrible job in regard to security in the weeks before the games. It's completely failing at its work of policing and taking care of people. That's the mayor. Pace on Tuesday told reporters that Rio was far from being perfect, but that the city is being transformed for the event. Carlos Arthur Newsman, president of the Brazilian Olympic Committee, said Tuesday that the city was ready to start the games. They will be a maximum success in this beautiful city of ours, according to president of the Brazilian Olympic Committee. I mean, I understand it's going to be cumbersome to, as Royal Oak said, to try to move the Olympics. And by the way, I mean, Rio de Janeiro is exquisite. I mean, it is a shame that the beaches are having that issue. You have a lot of people kind of, harass environmentalists. But, you know, I got to tell you, you have beautiful lands like this. I mean, come on. You can't control the sewage. You can't treat the sewage. Now, I was asked what can Olympians do? Well, what's very interesting is they've developed an Olympic antimicrobial, suit. Athletes are staying away, but they, let me hold on a second. I'm reading this. So there is a sewage-proof suit that could hopefully allow athletes to still do their sport. From what I understand, it has an antimicrobial spray on it that's supposed to help prevent them from getting it. But I'm looking at this. It's like a tank top. It looks like an undergarment tank. It doesn't look like something that's going to protect the whole body. And remember, this type of bacteria, this carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter, which is a superbug, if it gets into the mouth and gets into the nose, this suit is not going to protect them. They say the AP reported that the suits are knitted with an antimicrobial finish and it has water-repellent features that will keep the rowers dry. The new unisuit and other apparel are finished with a general antimicrobial to control exposure to most bacteria that rowers may come in contact with the water. According to Wired.com, however, they said the suits may not help. They will literally be immersing themselves in very high levels of pathogens, according to Catherine Mina, who researches waterborne pathogens at the University of Texas School of Public Health. She says the infection risk will still be pretty high. Yeah, when you're on the rowing team, you're going to get wet. So I don't know if these antimicrobial tanks will really do something. I'm taking a look at it. It's like, I mean, the shoulders, the chests are exposed. Now, many of you could say, well, wait a second, Dahlia. Okay, you know, there's all this attention in Rio. How do we know that some of the Caribbean waters or Pacific waters or lakes, you know, throughout our beautiful country don't have a similar situation? We don't. I mean, we're supposed to be made aware of it. I understand the media is really concentrating on what's going on with Rio, but absolutely. I mean, if it's that easy for CRE, which is the bacteria we're talking about, to get into the Rio waterways, my guess is CRE could be in any of the waterways. Okay? I mean, we are supposed to be treating our sewage. We're supposed to be making sure the sewage doesn't just outright go into the water. I mean, we're supposed to be dealing with, we're supposed to be having plants that it goes into. We're supposed to be treating it. We're supposed, you know, if we are recycling the water, it's supposed to be treated appropriately. So, I mean, you know, and that's the problem. You know, it's a foreign country. Okay? I mean, you know, we may have certain standards here in America, but we cannot impose those standards. Now, the Olympic Committee should be all over this. Now, here's the other thing. It's kind of confusing to me. They've had enough information to make an educated decision on moving the Olympics, and they've decided not to, which means the Olympic Committee thinks this is safe. And maybe it is. You know, maybe we're not going to be bringing back Zika to our borders. Maybe our athletes and the tourists and the visitors are going to be fine, and I hope they are. You know, maybe nobody's going to be getting a rash or getting, even though the one Paralympic sailor said his, you know, his colleague did. What's also, though, going to be kind of damning for Rio is, you know, many of us, when we do go to Mexico or South America or we just travel abroad, many of us get diarrhea. And so even though they're bringing the Olympians their suit, you know, early to get used to the water and to get used to the climate, et cetera, you know, they could be damned just by, you know, being a foreign country and, you know, people having issues with the new flora. But I am a little concerned, and I'm very, very concerned with what's going on with Zika. We're being told that in Riverside County, California, somebody traveled from the Caribbean back home has Zika. So, you know, we could be looking at a huge flux of people coming into, you know, back from our country with it. So it's a huge concern. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. L-I, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, we're in the dead of summer. It's very, very hot. Many of you guys are outside in the sun. You're worried about getting melanoma. And then we have these reports coming out that 4 in 10 popular sunscreens don't even meet sun safety standards, which means 40% of the sunscreens may be actually worthless in terms of protecting you against skin cancer. And that really blows. I mean, you know, come on. And you can't sit there and wear long sleeve shirts. You can't be, I mean, I do. Like my, you know, I have a water shirt. It's not long sleeve. But, you know, I'll wear water shirts and I'll try to cover up as much as I can. But it's, and it's embarrassing because everybody else is in bikinis and here I am going, well, I'm so white and I'm going to get a melanoma. But they say nearly half of the most popular sunscreen products sold in the U.S. fail to meet basic sun safety guidelines. The finding stems from a look at the sun protection labels of 65 products that accounted for the top 1% of all sunscreens sold on Amazon. 40% of those sunscreens lacked the minimal resistance to water and sweat from the American Academy of Dermatology that they recommend. All right. They say also the cost of the sunscreens was found to vary wildly. With some products priced 3,000% more than others, despite offering no greater sun protection. Big shock there. Study author Dr. Steve Zhu, a resident in the Department of Dermatology at the McGill Medical Center of Northwestern University, says the results are surprising in some ways. But there are some important caveats. He said the definition of a sunscreen has broadened a lot. He says sunscreens are no longer just bright blue bottles thrown in beach bags, he noted. There's moisturizers, etc. He said this is probably why so many of the products that didn't meet AAD guidelines were because of a lack of water or sweat resistance. If you're going to be exposed to water or high ambient temperature leading to significant perspiration, then making sure your sunscreen is water or sweat resistant is very important. Now, these sunscreens are regulated by the FDA. They are regulated as over-the-counter drugs, and the agency mandates clear sun protection labeling. But the AAD, the American Association of Dermatology, is it? The American Academy of Dermatology, I apologize, American Academy of Dermatology, recommends that consumers opt for sunscreen that provide quote-unquote broad-spectrum protection both against UVA aging rays and the UVB burning rays. Screens should provide an overall sun protective factor of 30 or more to block out 97% of the sun's rays. And I told you guys how, you know, an SPF, what that means with 30. Okay, so basically, if it takes you 10 minutes to burn, you put on an SPF, sun protective factor, you multiply the 10 minutes for you to burn by 30, that means you wouldn't burn for 300 minutes. Okay, now, 300 minutes is 5 hours. You got to reapply that. It's going to sweat, it's going to wear off, you know, and so that's the thinking behind it. They say the FDA has banned sunscreen manufacturers from claiming their products are either waterproof or sweatproof, and the AAD says consumers should select water-resistant sunscreens that stay effective after 40 minutes of water exposure. Because that's the thing, you put sunscreen on and then you go scuba diving, or you go snorkeling, or you go surfing, or you go out, you know, into the surf. And so, I mean, you know, people don't want to have to reapply. And I'm still very concerned about the chemicals that your body is soaking up. It really bothered me when I was lathering my baby in a cream that had a perfume scent, and I'm putting it all over his back and his neck and his head, and I'm like, his body is absorbing these chemicals. I'm still a little freaked out by it. You know, this is really going to be a frustrating thing for scientists and researchers and doctors to decide on what is a healthy amount of sun. I told you guys I was watching a cartoon from the 1940s that was being shown to kids in school talking about how to stay healthy. And it talked about eating vegetables. You know, it talked about period health and cramps. But it talked about you want to get outside, get some fresh air and some sunlight. Okay? You know, it wasn't about sunscreen and cancer back then. It was about going outside and getting some sun. Now, mind you, there have been deadly cancers, skin cancers, and melanoma is extremely frightening. I already had a pre-malignant lesion on my arm that could have turned to melanoma, so I'm pretty scared to death of the sun. But I think we're doing a lot wrong not getting sun. So you wonder, are we hurting ourselves, lathering us up with creams and chemicals? Are we doing a good thing because these creams and chemicals are actually protecting us from melanoma? I mean, I would rather have an issue with the cream and the perfume than melanoma. Melanoma scares the hell out of me. Anyway, in this study, Dr. Zhu and his team reviewed the safety labeling. He's a resident, which means he graduated medical school and he's in his training to become a dermatologist. Good for him. Good boy. He's a resident, still a baby doctor, but he's becoming a grown-up doctor super fast. I love the baby doctors. Anyway, so most came in cream form. More than 90% offered a broad-spectrum protection. Of the top 65 sunscreens, 62 were labeled as water or sweat-resistant. The top sunscreens cost over $3 per ounce on average. The figure shot up to $24 per ounce for some products and dropped as low as 68 cents for others. So, all right, so we know they're expensive. Oh, they're very expensive. By the way, I don't like the spray-on sunscreen. I think the spray-on sunscreen, I think you breathe it in. It's a lot easier to apply, I have to admit. I just don't like people breathing it in. So I tell my kids to hold their breath, but the aerosol still surrounds them. So I'm not a big fan of those. I just don't know. You know, when you start to feel odd about doing something, you know, in society, has it been since the 80s we've been putting on sunscreen? You know, it's something we do, and you know, and I advocate it all the time. It just, I'm not feeling right about it. So they say that when it comes to picking sunscreen, according to the La Crosse Tribune. Oh, that's interesting, La Crosse Tribune. They say know how much and how often to apply it. The sunscreen will rub or wash off. There's no such thing as waterproof sunscreen. They say to reapply every 2 hours. Using a sunscreen that's combined with bug spray, don't. Remember, years ago we were taught never do a life insurance policy that's combined with like a mutual fund or a retirement account. Separate the two. Same thing with sunscreen and bug spray. You separate the two. You just do. Okay? They say, according to St. Paul dermatologist Dr. Pierre George, sunscreen should be applied every couple of hours. Insect repellents have DEET, which is a strong chemical that can reach toxic levels if applied to the skin as frequently as sunscreen. So he says use two separate products. Put the sunscreen on first, then you put the bug spray over the sunscreen. Because, and you could also spray it directly to the clothing rather than the skin. Okay, you gotta be careful though because it can be toxic. I like the zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. There was a study coming out that some of the oxybenzones in sunscreen could actually increase your chance of cancer by increasing free radicals. So I prefer the zinc oxide and the titanium dioxide over the oxybenzone, and there's another chemical I'm looking up. Oh, the retinal palmitate. That could also be potentially toxic. Oxybenzone is a hormone disruptor that mimics estrogen. The retinal palmitate is a form of vitamin A. Even though it's supposed to bolster your body's defense system against UVA light, they found a study in animals exposed to the ingredient. They had more skin tumors lesions than other animals who were not treated with that retinal palmitate. So you need to be careful. This article is saying use SPF greater than 50. I like the higher the better, but you gotta, you know, make sure you keep using it. And then try to stay out of direct sun during peak hours, 10 to 2. You know, you wear a hat, sunglasses, lightweight clothing, that kind of thing. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877, Doc Kelly.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.